Hello. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Let's see. All right. We okay? All right. Okay. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I am joined by Pastor Joel Ellinger, Mr. Sylvester Jackson, and Wendy Vols Daniels. We are talking about a situation in the city of Milwaukee that is really, it has been an ongoing issue now for over 10 years. I remember the conversations about Lee Mills and all the horrific things that have been happening to young boys and the young girls who went to Copper Lake, been some issues there as well, but especially Lincoln Hills. I knew a couple of young boys who were sent there and abused. And Milwaukee, city of Milwaukee, where it's located in the lower eastern portion of the state of Wisconsin, and you know, the prison that we are talking about is in the northern part of the state, and it was almost impossible for parents to get up and see their children who are locked away in a city that is so far away from the home. And the broader percentage of those youth that were locked away are from the city of Milwaukee. And it was one of the reasons why people were clamoring to build one of those facilities here at home, closer to home, because what anybody who is incarcerated needs more than anything else is to be and stay connected to their family. So I want to go back to Ms. Vols Daniels as we were had to go to a break. Ms. Vols Daniels, are you there?
I sure am. Maybe I want to continue a little
Ms.
bit
Vols
with
Daniels
the 93 cents. Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, I'm not hearing her. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm here.
Where we are. Let's see if we can hear Mr. Sylvester Jackson.
Yes, hello.
Mr. Sylvester Jackson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
All right. Then there's something going on. Let's see where we are.
Earl, I think it's on your end because I can hear them just fine.
I feel
all right.
Can you hear me, Earl?
I can hear you.
Well, I can hear them as well when they speak. So.
Okay, Miss Rose Daniels, are you there?
I sure am.
All right, she's back. Okay, all right. I'm sorry about that. Can you, how far base was I in what I had to say?
No, you're absolutely right. So our young people at Lincoln Hills, most of Of course, the population is in southeastern Wisconsin. So, you know, it's just I'm not very good at math, but, you know, if the probability is that there are going to be more kids in southeastern Wisconsin getting into trouble because there's just more people, right? So now these kids have been, since the Ethan Allen School closed, 215-ish miles away from parents, 3.5 hours. And then, you know, 3.5 hours back to do the visitation. So thankfully, we have done made some progress with our youth corrections. And we are now in a place where we are going to close that facility that can hold, if you can imagine, 500 young people. It's unimaginable that we would think that we need to lock that many children up. The facility that the Department of Corrections is building, given statutory direction, will be a facility for only 32 young people. 32 young people that will come from perhaps outside of Milwaukee as well. So we're moving in the right direction in terms of decreasing those beds. But in 2018, when the study committee gave their recommendation about where this facility should be in southeastern Wisconsin, they unanimously identified a site in Milwaukee that was not supported by the community. Then Mayor Barrett got involved and offered a second site, which too was not supported by the community or the neighboring community of Glendale, who didn't want this facility in their backyard. And there was an election, and Governor Evers won that election, and no further action had been taken about relocating that facility to the to southeastern Wisconsin until just recently. The new bill requires that the facility be somewhere in Milwaukee County. And given the fact that in 2018, this study committee came to an agreement about a site, working with the city too, right, to be able to find a site, DOC is now at a point, as Reverend Elwinger mentioned earlier, that they feel, I think, that their hands are tied because they don't have a site. It continues to be rejected by community. And the easy thing to do is to place it in on a site that DOC already owns, which is how we get to this discussion of the Cheney Center. The plan is that they would go ahead.
No, finish your thought.
So the current plan that the department administration, which I'm now going to switch for the rest of our conversation and talk about the Evers administration, because DOC doesn't do anything without the sanction of the governor. And so the
let me do this, Ms. Vos Daniels. We'll let you talk further about that after we bring in Mr. Sylvester Jackson. Mr. Sylvester Jackson, sir, you say what and how are you intertwined in this?
Well, I'm directly impacted to begin with. You know, I did time in the system here in Wisconsin from 2007 to 2017. The part I have in here is to make a plea to the community on why we need the Cheney Center. Because, for example, when I was released after 10 years, I was released back into the Milwaukee community with no money, no resources, no family, no friends, with a word of encouragement from the DOC to stay out of trouble. you know, and it's clear when you release a person after 10 years from a community that he's been disassociated with, and you send them back to that community with nothing, you clearly don't want them to succeed. So the whole thing was for me to fail, like so many being released from prison. You know, the whole goal is to set up enough roadblocks to cause us to go back into the system and continue to, you know, to feed the recidivism door. But, you know, the Cheney Center is that doorway that allow men to come back into the community gradually, build up a foundation that they can stand on and support themselves and their family, their children, because a lot of men come back and they got children that's waiting on them. They got wives waiting on them. And allowing them to come back and get a foothold in the community, gradually build money, save, work, and reestablish themselves where they can have a solid entry. That's the importance of the training center. And so when you have a center that's been basically doing everything that it was built to do, educating men, making men, you know, getting men to get employees, men to come out of the training center buying property, you know, homes and rental properties. And it's like, why would you want to tear down something that is doing what it was built to do? It was built to help the men and the community. And it's so, you know, to push us in this city to tell us we have to choose between one or the other is unacceptable, because there is room in the city of Milwaukee for a juvenile facility and the Cheney Center. In fact, there is room to have not one, but two or three Cheney Centers.
Let's do this, Mr. Jackson. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.